that time when Louis Perdue.
That
time still was big. That's the Chinese theater. But, you know, in a lot of modern, Chinese.
Right. But did you buy it only from the Chinese big house, or you buy it from different places?
Yeah.
At that time, most of the houses were owned by Chinese or by...
A lot of Japanese. Even before war, a lot of Japanese.
Were there a lot of competition?
One time before I come, I heard they start some eye marketing in 60s. That time more Chinese people. That time more Chinese farmers, more Chinese people. But that time I don't know. Before I come. One time in 60s, near Alameda.
And then, did you have any contact with the Chinese farmer directly,
getting
the vegetables from them?
I don't have contact with them. We don't do that business. They're in the market, they go, and then the farmer. And the farmer bring in, they sell some. Sometimes they buy, but they like, they bring them in, sell, they get commission, and sell them. Commission. Right now they say so much commission. I think now they're 15-20%. Before 10%.
I see. So
we just buy. I think we can just buy sell.
So you have to pay cash directly to the big house when you buy it from there, or you have a credit too?
We get credit. I pay cash.
Do they make a lot of money, like these big houses?
Some make money, some go broke.
Really? Some go broke?
Everybody. Big house is more careful, they have to bring some stuff. The vegetables, they're not cheap, long. So you can bring them in, sell, decay, rot. You lose money. You can bring in, short, not much in the market, and then you can go up where you want. You can make money then. Having no that you got, you can.
So is there any special process that you have to do, like packing the fruit and packing the vegetables?
Oh, that time people don't pack them much. They just buy them. Buy
with
the
big case.
This day, right now, many years ago, they got vegetables, they got a lot of salad, they cut them out like that. People don't do that. Like spring water, everything packing. I know, a lot of different places are coming now.
I see. Before okay. You don't okay. have to,
yeah, people,
you didn't
nobody,
have to pack.
Nobody.
I see. You just deliver it and you bought it from the big house and then you deliver as it is.
You ask them what they want, you get order. You get order what they want and you bring every day.
I see. So, and every year you probably, gradually make more money and
sometimes more. if no bad debt, I make a little more. Bad debt.
I see. And so when you make all this money and you have to pay, of course, for the living, for the rent, for the food. And were you able to save any money?
I got big problem. I can save too much. Got 7 children.
Well, if you have some, you save a little bit. Where do you put the money? A bank, or you put in a special investment, or
what? Well, one sometimes. saving bank or something. Why do you do business? You don't know the money or in the business this time. Sometimes credit is stuck.
If I stuck too. So before you were married, did you ever send money back to your mother?
Yeah, little bit.
But after you got married, were you able to do that?
You still send some money.
Till when?
Even now I got some nephew, I still send some.
Oh, you still do that. Mm-hmm. I see. Have you ever heard about Ji Wei?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ji Wei, when I was here, you know, at that time I was maybe one, two times, you know, and then put money, and then put money, you know, all few people, you know, and send them in their wallet, you know, for the, and then near New Year time.
Year end time.
So they can get some genes and, you know, and divide up everybody get some genes.
I see. So this whole group, see if you have a few friends.
Yeah.
And you all put together
same,
the money.
Same village. You know.
Same village.
Yeah.
And then you, everybody put in some money.
Yeah.
And then you mail it back, send it back to China.
Some
and so they
China.
Will,
yeah.
And they will buy
some tea.
And then divide it.
Yeah.
I see.
That's
does it
that's
divide
that's
it according
yeah.
to how many money you put
yeah,
in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
share and give this guy one share, then
oh, by share.
So
mm-hmm.
many, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
So
So do you remember, did you buy this chair?
No, we just put money, so much money, so much dollars, and somebody else $20 or $50, something like that.
Uh-huh.
$1 maybe, one share.
I see. And how would you know that your family will get it?
Oh, they get it. They got you write letter and you see so much that somebody take care and then they divide up and
oh.
Yeah, and then they send back to work.
Who took in charge of these things?
Some friends.
Is that special men always do that or just the one of the friends that
one.
Among
small
the group.
Small group.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not necessarily
no.
Like a businessman,
no.
Only do that. I see. Oh, that's very good. It's
that
kind
time
of
for
help
no,
each other.
No, yeah, for the, for the relative.
Uh-huh. And that's only like the end of the year.
Yeah, end of the year.
Uh-huh. Once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so did your mother always have to rely on the money you send back?
Uh-huh.
How about your father? Your father went back to China about 1924, right?
Yeah.
And he never came back to the United States. And he retire.
No, for not long.
So actually your mom
was
living all these years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did your mom pass away?
Wartime.
Mm-hmm. So even your mom passed away, you still send money to
nephew.
And
some brothers.
Do you still have brothers there now?
That time, yeah. No more brothers.
No more brothers.
That time, one time still brothers.
Uh-huh. So do you have to send money to your brothers?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot of burden on you, though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How much approximately every month do you have to send?
Not
every month.
Right now I still send 3 times.
A year?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Three times.
Uh-huh. Is that what you think it is, you know, it's necessary to do that, or it's just everybody that did that?
Well, I did this for the, you know, for send them for the food.
For the family.
They have big occasion, they ask me for money.
Uh-huh.
You can send.
Why they ask for money? They think that you have more money or what?
Well, sometimes they my nephew get married when asking you get money.
They thought that you are very rich in the United States. People in China probably think all the overseas are rich and they can afford it. But I think it is true though, people who were here usually make more money than people back in China.
And nowadays, not many people will work, they have only family in a big city now. They can make some money, make some $30 a month, $60 a month, big city. But in a farm, small farm, a small village, a home share, small home share, yes, a little bit.
How about before? Did your father ever send enough money to build a house or something?
Oh, yeah.
Build a house. And did you ever put the money in China for investment? Like buying, railroad stock?
No. Oh, I've done with my father. China Bank.
China Bank.
You
mean you lost money?
Yeah, invest $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah, maybe $1,000. That time, war time, everything for saving, for help. Then no more, they can find no more, no more for nothing.
But you never bought the railroad, at that time, a lot of people here did the same thing as you did, send money back to China. How did you do that, especially in the early days, 1920s and 30s, how did you send it back, directly home, or you have to go to a special person?
That time, before war, people mostly sent to Hong Kong and transfer.
Hong Kong, special agent there?
Yeah, special agent,
But you don't have to go any special agent here in Los Angeles.
No, just send to Hong Kong. Some reverse along there. They send there and then transfer. After war, people move direct send check from. And more time you can send nothing.
That's right.
You can send nothing.
And when did you start to send money back again?
People got home, they got little land, they farmed, and get it. And some people started there. No land.
But you still send money through Hong Kong,
after war? You can direct send check to
China?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, a lot of people direct.
Send money directly to China.
Yeah.
So you came to here by yourself and you must miss home a lot.
So
did you write home? Did you write home like 1926,
29?
Of course you went to school so many years that you don't have to ask people to help you with writing. How about most of the Chinese here?
Some people can write, I can write a letter.
Did you ever help other people write letter home?
Well, I don't, nobody will ask me, I don't know, sometimes.
Who were the people helping other people to write home? Were they also just friends?
Some friends. Yes, friend has a friend.
This is the end of the duplication of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Suiying Wong.